This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today we're joined again with Eileen Ramos. Now, we are having a little informal, and it's very informal, chat about Tagalog. Okay, Tagalog is the main language here in the Philippines, and it's a beautiful language, and I think like all languages, you see the essence of the people and the nature of the people come out in the language, and because of that, it is a very beautiful kind of emotive language. If you haven't already heard our earlier podcast, I recommend you go and listen to it. That is episode 10, where we introduce 10 or 12 kind of a hack sheet of 10 or 12 words that you can use. In this episode, we go a little bit more into very superficial conversational Tagalog. And look, even if you're never going to come to the Philippines, you might get a little bit of insight into how things work here, and I think it's a fun, enjoyable podcast. If you want any of the podcast notes, transcript, if you want to see any of the spelling of the words, go to our website for the show notes, and that is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode21 for this episode. Enjoy.
Some foreigners, they try to show up saying walang anuman. Nobody fucking uses walang anuman. Yeah. It's basically like how thank you, and you say you're welcome instead of saying you're welcome. And the people, some foreigners, they use walang anuman. Nobody fucking uses
what that. What is walang?
No problem. It's like saying no problem. Walang anuman. Wala, and then you concise it. Wala ang ano is whatever.
So none. Walang is none.
Yeah.
And then?
Anuman. Anuman is ano. Ano is what. Doesn't matter.
So
no problem. It's like, no.
So what is the street version of no problem? Walang.
Walang. No, that's not street. That's a proper.
Oh, yeah.
Walang anuman is proper. But nobody uses that.
Yeah. So what do people normally use?
No problem.
Ah, as in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, it's okay.
That's a problem. Like me learning Tagalog, I don't know when I'm meant to flick into English because
yeah, like it says, like thank you.
Most people speak Tagalog.
Yeah, it's
speak.
Like, no, it is
a hybrid of English and thing. Huh? Okay, so we need scenarios for driving in a taxi.
Okay.
So what are we talking about with a taxi? We need straight, left, right, stop. Okay.
Derecho.
Derecho is straight.
Straight.
Which is weird because in Spanish that means actually right, yeah? Or derecho. No.
Kanan, right.
Kanan is right. Derecho is straight. Kanan is right.
Yes. Left, kaliwa.
Kaliwa. So we've got derecho, which is straight. Kanan, which is right. Kaliwa, which is left. Cool.
And then corner, at the corner. Sacanto.
Sacanto. Sacanto, kaliwa.
Yes.
Sacanto, kaliwa.
Correct.
What does sacanto mean? At the corner?
Sa is a word. Canto is another word. At the corner, left.
What is sa at?
Huh?
What is
Sa is there.
Okay.
At the.
Sacanto, yeah, kaliwa.
It's a prepositional.
That's good. That's useful. Huh? How do you say how do you say stop at the corner?
Para sa tabi. Para sa kanto. Sorry. Para sa kanto. Stop at the corner.
So para is like Spanish, stop. Which is stop.
Yeah. Para sa kanto. And then para sa tabi is stop at the side.
Ah, because, okay, so stop at the side, para sa tabi.
Tabi is side.
Tabi.
Yeah, so it's I, but it's short I, so tabi.
Para sa tabi. Short I.
Yeah.
So if you want to say pull in here, it's probably para sata bay. That's the best. Then. Does that mean now or does that mean coming up?
Para sa tabi. It means just tabi sa kan. Yeah, just now. Right. And then driveway, if you're going to go into the driveway.
Lobby. Para sa tabi lobby?
No, you're like kaliwa ka. Pasok means enter.
Paso?
Pasok.
Pasok.
Pasok is enter.
Like pasar in Spanish?
Pasok.
Okay.
P-A-S-O-K.
Is there a pasar?
No.
Pasok.
Pasok.
What does that mean, enter?
Enter. Enter at the corner. So it means enter at the corner. Pasok sa kaliwa means enter the left. Or enter the right, pasok sa kanan.
So what does sa mean in that?
It's just a...
prefix.
Yeah. It's just like two. Sa is two. Go to the right. It's like that.
Okay. And then, so if you want to say stop here, para...
Sa tabi.
Sa tabi.
Dito, para dito. Dito is here.
Yeah, dito. That's a common word. Eh?
Dito.
Dito.
Yeah.
Para dito. Para yeah. dito.
Para dito sa tabi. So you say, stop here at the side. Because otherwise, yeah, no taxi drivers. They just stop. Para dito.
Stopping.
Sa tabi.
Sa tabi.
So they will put it aside, right?
Don't leave anything to jam.
Exactly.
Okay.
They just stop at the middle of the road. Para dito.
Okay. So.
Or para po dito sa tabi. If you want to be respectful.
Po meaning sir.
Yeah. So you always
stop,
say,
sir.
Yes. It's just a respectful word. Yeah.
And then, okay, so we're in a restaurant. How do you call over someone? This is what always gets me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's the problem. Huh? But there's like, excuse me.
Sir?
There's Guya. Kind of Guya, which is like younger brother.
Yeah, brother.
Brother. Older brother.
Yeah.
Which is a respectful term.
Yeah.
And then there's Ate, which is older sister. But what if they're younger than you?
They say kuya pa rin.
Pa rin.
You say kuya still. Uh-uh. Because otherwise, and it's just like, kuya. Doesn't matter older or younger. It's just like, yo, bro, what's bro? Yeah. It's like, bro, I need to be served. You know,
but if it's in a formal place, is that too casual?
Formal, excuse me. It's just say excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah.
In English, is there a Tagalog for that? And you wouldn't use po.
Excuse me, po. Pwede. I can. You can use it.
Okay. So you'd say, excuse me, po.
Yes.
And in terms of po.
You can use it as often as you want.
But is there a feminine? I've heard some people say pa for a girl.
No.
It's po for a boy or a girl. Huh? No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pa is mean hindi pa.
Hindi pa.
Hindi pa.
What is hindi pa?
Not yet. It's yet.
That's crazy.
Pa
so
is.
So, po means sir, madam, and pa means yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else are we doing? What are some key things?
Numbers.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do they not use English?
No, but it's important.
Okay.
One, isa.
Isa.
Two, dalawa.
Dalawa. Dalawa.
Three.
I hear that a lot. Dalawa.
Tatlo.
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 Yes. T-A-T-L-O. Four, apat.
Apat. You look like you're trying to remember that.
Five, I know. I'm bad. Five, lima.
Lima. Okay, I think we'll stop there. Do people use...
No, you have to know the 10.
Okay. But everyone knows English. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
First, is una.
Una.
Second?
Yeah.
Pangalawa.
Pangalawa.
So it's easy from there. Pangalawa, so dalawa, pangalawa. Dalawa is two. Pangalawa, second. Pangatlo, third. Tatlo, three. Ah. Apat, pang-apat. So it's easy now.
Okay. Understand?
Panglima.
Panglima.
Yeah, so that's fifth. Okay, stop in five for now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then, what about anything else? Thank you.
Salamat.
Salamat. Now, significantly, that is, that's
the Salamat is basically Malay.
The emphasis is on the second syllable.
Salamat. Doesn't matter. Salamat. That's just how you say it. Yeah. Salamat is nonchalant.
I would say, if I was saying in my normal accent, I would say salamat.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's not good, no?
No, but if...
Salamat.
If you want to be like really, really heartfelt, salamat.
Okay.
No, because we're very emotional.
Okay. What about can I have? Or get me? Like, so can I have...
Puede ba?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, but can I have a beer or can I have a coffee?
Sang beer.
What is sang?
Isa. One beer. What? Sang beer. Pwede ba? Can I have a beer? Pwede bang? No, but nobody uses that. Sang beer.
Sang beer. Kuya. So what does that mean? One.
One beer.
What about two beers? You just say two beers.
Two beers. Dalawang beer.
Okay.
Sang beer.
What about, can you get me this? Can you?
Pwede ba?
Pwede ba? What does that mean? So,
pwede bang humingi ng?
So, ba is a shortening of.
Can I? It's more of question mark.
Yeah.
So, pwede. Can I have? Pwede bang humingi?
What is humingi?
Ask.
Ooh. So if I want a beer, no. If I want a chair, you would say pwede ba. Chair.
Silia.
Silia. What is silia?
Chair.
Ah, okay. But if you go, pwede ba?
Pwede bang humingi ng silia?
Okay.
That's too long for you.
Yeah. But if I go, pwede ba? Chair.
No. That's too wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Pahinging chair.
Pahinging.
Chair. Pahingi is, can I have? It's...
Pahinging
chair. Pahinging.
Pahingi.
Yeah, you'll have a hard time with NG, man.
Yeah. So how many words is in pahingi?
Pahingi. Hinge is ask. Base for pahingi. Paki, it's like another word, but then they concise it. Pahingi. It's one word.
Wow. I think we're done. Are there any other significant words?
No.
Conversational.
Maganda.
What is maganda?
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Beautiful. Maganda.
Maganda.
So how do you say you are beautiful?
Maganda ka.
Ah, so it's a...
Maganda ka.
That's complicated.
Pangit ka. You're ugly.
Ah.
So pangit.
Pangit.
Yes, very good.
Ga means you.
You. Pangit.
Okay. Is that a conjugation? Like ga is you.
Yeah, ka, because you is ikaw. So they short, they remove the I and the W, pangit ka. Pangit ikaw, that's insane. Pangit ka.
Okay, pangit ka, which you don't want to say too often, but you are beautiful is?
Maganda ka.
Maganda ka.
Because very beautiful.
Ma
is to emphasize, to pluralize, like it's very maganda ka.
So what is beautiful, the gindaka?
Ganda.
Ganda, and then you is the ka.
Yes.
Ah. Ma very ginda beautiful ga you?
Brave is tapang.
Tapa, like tapang. Beef tapa.
Tapang. With an ng.
Tapang. So ma tapanga.
Very brave.
Ma tapanga.
Ma tapang.
Ma tapang.
Ka.
There's a lot of conjugation, huh?
Yeah.
This is a problem.
It's more of syllabical.
Mm.
The language is based on syllables.
And a rhythm. Rhythm, yeah. Man.
Yeah. And how you say it, you write it.
Oh.
That's why some people, they tend to write galing with an E, because how our language is cool. It's just and how they say it in Tagalog. Kung anong baybay siyang sulat. So how do you pronounce it? That's how you write it. That's why some people mistake I, short I's with E.
Perfect. Finished. How do you say we're finished?
Tapos na.
Tapos na.
Tapos na.
Tapos.
Tapo.
Tapos.
Tapos.
Na.
Yeah.
Ah, na. So na means now.
This is.
Na. That's a common.
Yeah. Thing, tapos na. Kain na. It's like, it's not now. It's like more of, yeah, I think it's now. I'm not sure, but tapos na. Kain na. I don't know if it's a now.
Tapos na.
It says to emphasize. A lot of our words is just to emphasize. It's because our language is very emotional. Not like
that's me. Great. We'll end that here.
Huh?
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. And if you ever come to the Philippines and find yourself in a taxi and want to pull over, then this episode is no doubt invaluable. If you want to have a look at any of the show notes, any of the spelling, and if you want to get our hack sheet for the spelling, go to our website, the show notes, and that is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode21. See you next time.